Are you insane?
They are insane!
It is a cellular peptide cake.
But Met Frosting.
It does like you.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
How you doing, Mike?
Here's Spock. Oops!
If you're listening to this podcast, then someone has already asked you this question. I'm Mike McCafferty. This is my podcast called I Just Want to Talk About Star Trek. It is an intermittent podcast. I pod when I can, when I want to, when I need to talk about something. And this week precipitated me talking about it because people have been talking to me about Star Trek. Can you imagine that? Of all things, people coming to me and asking me questions about Star Trek. Gleeful, happy questions. What did you think? What did you think? Not about any of the episodes. Not about Discovery or Lower Decks or Prodigy and that sort of stuff. No, that's all kind of below the line, you know, kind of like Trekkie stuff. No, if you're listening to this podcast, you know why they come to me. Did you see it? Did you see him do it? What do you think? What'd you think about it? And if you don't know, well, then if time has shifted this listening to a podcast to 1,000 years from now, I will tell you. This week, William Shatner, was launched into suborbit. I won't say into orbit, into suborbit, on the Blue Origins, Jeff Bezos, Lex Luthor passion project to get people into space, into near space. Now, this and also the Virgin Galactic ships, I have to be honest, they're kind of in sort of space, kind of space. I mean, I guess you're up there for 12 minutes, you get to feel some weightlessness, get to see the curvature of the Earth, so I suppose that's space. You know, with the Virgin Galactic, we kind of float there for a little while, we kind of go up and then we go down. Really, it's SpaceX, right? That's the one where they send people up for like 3 days into orbit. That's the one you want to be on. But Blue Origin and Jeff Bezos sent William Shatner into space. And so everyone has come to me, Mike, what did you think about that? Did you see it? What do you think? Isn't that great? Captain Kirk's in space. And to that I say yes and no. And maybe this is surprising. Maybe you're like, whoa, but you like Star Trek. Ha, I know you. You like Star Trek. You have to like this. You have to like this. But if I like Star Trek, I have to be honest about it. And here's my primary thing, is that I don't know if they actually put Captain Kirk into space. I think they put William Shatner into space. And you're like, oh, well, what's the difference? Isn't that just splitting hairs on a toupee head, Mike? Aren't you just being sour grapey? Well, let me go back, because again, I am the guy who watches Star Trek. And I've dedicated big portions of my life to William Shatner and to Captain Kirk, to the point where I have vocal inflections like him, and so I know when he talks. Although he's definitely entering the third stage of his life, where he takes time to talk, but then he doesn't stop. He keeps going on about these things. Not like when he was younger, where he was always jovial and happy. Or in his midlife, where he was a little more curt and telling you exactly how things were going to work. Shorter, more clipped phrases. No, he's in this later phase. I don't know what the point of that was, but just to delineate that I've spent a lot of time learning who he is and learning what he's all about. And I can tell you, the thing that sticks in me the most is that whenever they ask Bill about this, they say, Bill, you're going out in outer space. What do you think about that? And they're like, oh, I think it's great. It's wonderful. Well, you know, why do you think they picked you? And therein is the gateway for it. If you're not familiar with this little fact, let me put a fact in your mind that you might not know. Bill Shatner was actually in the original Star Trek. That's absolutely true. That's 100% true. William Shatner was in the original series of Star Trek, Gene Roddenberry's Star Trek, and to even up that, he was the captain. He was the lead actor of that ship, of that show. But here's the thing. If you listen to him give interviews, you won't hear that. Instead, when they say, why do you think they picked you? He'll say, well, the miracles of old age and, you know, the cosmos is wonderful. And just to be one of these spacemen up here. And he won't answer the question. He'll be befuddled. You know, I mean, they Jeff Bezos contacted me, and I said, sure, I want to go. You know, I put my horses in the stable, and you know, I have an album coming out and a book, and so this is where my conundrum goes from. You might think that it's sour grapes starting now, but I say no, it goes back further. I'm thinking about the mid to late 70s, because I pulled up this picture. I think it's 77. I'm not sure. NASA created a test space shuttle. You know about the space shuttle. Of course you know about the space shuttle. Maybe you don't. Maybe you're young enough not to remember that. But there were space shuttles. And before the SpaceX, there were space shuttles that America built to fly into space. But before, you know, the Discovery and the Challenger and Atlantis and all these ones, they had a test shuttle. One that they were going to test so the ability to fly in from orbit and to glide to a landing. This was never going to go into outer space. So it was just like a test run, a prototype, make sure that, yes, the aerodynamics actually work. They're going to fly it on a 747, fly it, you know, as high as they could, you know, 80,000 feet, and then drop it off and see if it could glide down. I think it was unmanned. I'm not sure. And it did. But before they did that, NASA decided to give it a name. And the name they gave it was Enterprise. I kid you not. Go look this up. If you don't know this, I mean, you know, again, you probably know this. This is fine. And if you go and you look at the NASA photos for this, you know who showed up? The cast of Star Trek. Because they're naming the Enterprise NASA space shuttle prototype after the fictional Starship Enterprise. Gene Roddenberry was there. Leonard Nimoy was there. DeForest Kelly. James Doohan. Nichelle Nichols. George Takei. Walter Koenig. Grace Lee Whitney was there. William Shatner was not there. William Bill Shatner didn't make it. Someone said, oh, maybe he was shooting something, or shooting a movie. No, he wasn't. He just didn't want to go. He didn't want to be Captain Kirk. Maybe I get that. Maybe I get that part. You know, you're still trying to find your career, still trying to find, you don't be typecast by that. But then, of course, 2 years later, he's in Star Trek the movie. So, oh, maybe I guess he is Captain Kirk. I take my son to these Star Trek conventions. That's the last podcast we did, I believe. And I kind of told you that we went to go see William Shatner because I knew it was coming up. I swam with sharks. The Discovery Week had me go down into a cage with sharks. And I was with sharks and with Seth Green. I can't remember if it was Seth Green or not. And it was amazing. And looking at one of these sharks, it looks like it's one of those. What are those aliens from Star Trek? And everyone's perks up. Oh, I have a series coming out about ancient mysteries. And then we're done. Bill Shatner doesn't want to be Captain Kirk. He doesn't want to talk about Star Trek. If you ask him about Star Trek at a convention for Star Trek, he'll like, you know, I get all those. The one with the Klingons. Sure, the one with the Klingons. You know, let me tell you something. The other day I was out on my horse, and then we're not talking about Star Trek. He is wonderful on camera. Now, let me just qualify this by saying, to get a nonagenarian, like a 90-year-old, he looks great. Oh my God, he looks great. That's the first thing out of everyone's mouth. Like, Jesus, for 90, he looks great. And I agree. But this isn't about sending a 90-year-old into space. He's very funny. He tells funny stories. He tells beautiful, poignant stories. When he comes back down to Earth, even though he's cut off by Bezos, if you see the footage of him in space, too, oh my God, oh my God. He's so dumbstruck by it, as we all should be by seeing the majesty of space and of our planet Earth. And so why am I still dumping on this man? Well, what 90-year-old did they decide to send up there? Just any random 90-year-old? No. They picked Captain Kirk. They picked William Shatner because he was Captain Kirk 55 years ago. He was on the Today Show talking with Hoda and Savannah Guthrie. And he starts out saying, 55 years ago. It's like, oh, he's going to talk about Star Trek. No, he's like, I was staring up at the the moon, for the moon landing. And I wrote this album recently. It's like, oh my gosh, please just be Captain Kirk. Please. Leonard Nimoy famously wrote a book called I Am Not Spock, a series of poems and just kind of reflections of the 70s. And the crowd, the fans hated it. And he turned around and he says, I am Spock. He owned it. He loved it. He spoke at the NASA christening of the Starship Enterprise. But Bill Shatner fights so hard. After 55 years, he fights so hard not to be Captain Kirk. Even when someone says, I'm going to shoot you into outer space, you're going to be like the first actor who has been on a television show about space and is going to be in outer space. There's been in movies about being in outer space and be in outer space. You don't have to look at a blank view screen. You can look out a window and see space and see the Earth. And the payment for that is just once to say, I am Captain Kirk. Or to say, my time being Captain Kirk was nothing like this. Or to say, as Captain Kirk would say, risk is our business. That's all we wanted. That's all we asked for. What is that? That's cost like $200,000, $500,000 to go up in that thing. And I think you got it free. I think they asked you to do it free because they wanted the publicity and they got it. Why won't you just do that? Do I sound like I'm angry? I guess I'm mixed. I'm happy for him. I'm happy to see my childhood icon, the actor playing him, go up in outer space. But it would have been great if he would have said, you know, 55 years ago, I started a voyage of my own. I got to play a character named Captain Kirk, and that was fiction. And now here it is 55 years later, and I have the joy of starting a new generation of people traveling into space. And so I invite you to do what I thought I never could do as an actor, to go into outer space and not just pretend that I was looking out into the vastness of the cosmos, but to actually do it. That's what I wanted. So if that's what I have to live on, that's fine. I'm happy for him. I like seeing him. You know, I'll never not like seeing him. I think he's like that crazy uncle, that crazy grandpa who just spouts nonsense. And I love him. But just once. Just once. I want to see Captain Kirk. I want to see him be Captain Kirk. And this might have been the best chance we got. I don't think he wanted that captain's chair. So, those are my thoughts. Take them for what you will. And who knows what I'll say when I go up in outer space. The window is open now. At least, if nothing else, he boldly went. William Shatner did. And maybe he's opened the door for, you know, one of his greatest fans. I'm Mike McCafferty, and I just want to talk about Star Trek.